You know, with all the doom and gloom around this Patriots offense and Andy Hart wrote on WEEI.com about giving this Patriots defense a little bit of love, and we talked about the other side of the ball. What about the rest of the teams in the AFC East? Because it feels like this is one of the years where, you know, in the past it would be, I don't worry about what's going on in New England. Veteran team, veteran roster, veteran quarterback, coach is good. I'll pay attention, but I'm going to look and see what's going on around the rest of the AFC. Well, that's been the polar opposite this year, Hart, who's in for Keefe today on Gresh and Keefe. This has been a all eyes focused on New England type of training camp. And when you start to dig in a little bit to what else is going on in the AFC East, there definitely is some news to report and some things to get into. We'll get to the better teams, but let's start with the bum team in the AFC East, and that is the New York Jets, where, of course, they have lost the MILF hunter, Zach Wilson, for 4 weeks. He had a knee surgery. You know what, Hart, I always love the, he had knee surgery, and it was termed successful. Well,
oh, yeah.
He's alive, and they sewed him up, and they fixed his knee, so we would hope that it would be considered successful. But now there is the discussion of where does Jimmy Garoppolo fit in with certain teams? And might the Jets have to go down the road of maybe getting a guy like Garoppolo if either Wilson gets hurt once again whenever he comes back? There was the fear that maybe he tore the ACL. I know that week one, Jets play the Ravens. So if you're Joe Flacco, you're definitely circling that one on the calendar. Flacco is the backup as of right now to Zach Wilson. How does that sort of set back Wilson number one? And do the Jets then now have to open their eyes to, all right, if this kid, say, tweaks it or gets hurt again, we got to do something? Or do they say, nope, we'd rather have the number three pick again?
Well, I would look at it that way, personally.
Yeah.
I would, because I think that's what happened to the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow got hurt. They got Ja'Marr Chase out of the deal, and the next year they're in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like, if some of these injuries, circumstances push you in a certain direction, it doesn't mean you're not a developing good team.
Don't fight it kind of thing?
Yeah, you kind of embrace it. Go with the tide, right?
Can Joe Douglas do that? This is the year that I think he's really on the spot. It's now, you moved on from one quarterback. You got your other one. Your coach is in there. I need to start to see some movement.
It's where you need to control the narrative with, we love Zach Wilson. Oh, and we know we have our guy.
I like it.
There's no reason for a short-term Band-Aid. We have our guy. He'll get healthy. When he's healthy, we're going to go in the right direction. Yes, yes. it's a weird situation. If Jimmy Garoppolo gets released, a guy like that, maybe he's an option. But just because Joe Flacco stinks.
Yep.
I think Joe Flacco has stunk for a long time. One of the most remarkable postseasons in history that he parlayed into a contract. Great for him. Great job. You did that. You earned that. I won't fault you for it. But I've never been a Joe Flacco guy. And so they're going nowhere with Joe Flacco starting football games. But I also don't think it would be the worst thing in the world to add like a top five pick to Zach Wilson and everything they've done the last couple of years as you
turn the corner. Well, take another tackle and get hurt.
That's a possibility, too. That's certainly
Becton,
not ideal for them.
Yeah, Mekhi Becton is the guy that we're talking about. Now, they did actually find a pretty, I mean, considering it's late in the year, and I know they paid some bucks, which is why a guy like that would never come here, but Dwayne Brown, who played for the Seahawks and has had a long NFL career. I think, by the way, his wife is a DJ on the road. I think she's like a radio DJ.
Downtown Julie?
No. Oh. I think in Miami or something like that. But anyway, You get Dwayne Brown, a vested veteran who knows what he's doing, and you'd think he'd be able to slide in right away. Now, what's left in the tank? But still, you went from Mekhi Becton, who's a top 10 pick, to a guy who, again, he can hold his own.
Well, that's where maybe they've sort of shown their hand a little bit, that they're not going with the Andy Hart, it's okay to get a high pick even when you have a young franchise quarterback, because in the end it might be the right thing to do.
We need to win now.
If you're going to get a veteran tackle and giving them a little money, then you're probably saying, well, if anything happens with Wilson and there's more here or more of a setback, we need to go get a quarterback too. And then you get into Jimmy Garoppolo land.
Yeah, and I wonder how that's going to go. Maybe Carolina trades Sam Darnold back to them.
Yeah, I don't think they want Sam Darnold back.
No, I don't think so either.
I'm not sure either team wants him right now, but you know, one team is stuck with him.
So it looks like Flacco is going to start week one, and they're
imagine
really
that. You get that all excited.
Yeah.
They had a draft that had Fitzy raving about it. Our post-draft show, Fitzy was like, you know whose draft I really love is the Jets. They're doing things. They're picking talent. Sauce Gardner, whatever, whoever the hell they took, whatever. He was all jazzed up.
Took another wide receiver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Garrett Wilson. Didn't they trade back into for one of the top two or three DNs in like the 20s
yes,
or something?
Yeah, yeah,
who
yeah.
fell, whatever.
They had a great draft, and Fitzy was all loving it. Imagine if you're a Jets fan. I'm sure you were feeling the same excitement, optimism.
Sure.
And then Zach Wilson, wah, 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 sad trombone. Also, is there any, given the injuries, given the Quadzilla thing, like, oh, look how big his quads are. I've never thought a quarterback should have big quads. That was always a weird thing to me. And then, you know, the whole stupping his mother's best friend thing.
The MILF Hunter.
Is he a quarterback? Is he a franchise quarterback in terms of the CEO of an organization?
Nope. He's a bust.
Already.
Oh, yeah.
Done, toast, over,
it.
Story, written,
Look,
print.
I know that last year I battled with Scheim and Rich on the ranking of the quarterbacks, and there's very much the group, and those guys very much fall in love with the athleticism.
He's fun.
I can throw the ball behind the back 75 yards,
That's
all
awesome.
That kind of stuff. Yeah, you know what I like in my quarterbacks? They can read. They can read a defense.
Books or defenses.
They can read a book to be able to read a defense. They can throw the ball accurately. Like, it's great that you can, you know, look, I love the Uncle Rico quarterbacks. Oh, I can throw a ball quarter mile. Great. Throw it in between a linebacker and a safety in traffic and convert third and eight.
Counterpoint, though?
Sure, go right ahead.
Who are the two best quarterbacks in the AFC right now?
Well, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen.
Weren't they kind of well, Uncle Rico prospects who've now developed into elite stars?
Yes, and you know what? Josh Allen has gone from a thrower to a passer. He has now made the transformation that Cam Newton never made. Cam Newton.
Well, why can't Zach Wilson?
Cam Newton is a big thrower. Work ethic, and you can just see it.
I think work ethic. Decision-making is the word I use. When he's stupping his mother's best friend, is it cool? Is it funny? Is it your boys? Like, all this?
Great.
Is it the kind of decision?
Yes.
Is it the kind of decision that a franchise CEO quarterback makes? I would argue no.
I hate Buffalo like poison. However, you cannot deny that Josh Allen has not put in the work.
Yes.
And he had consistency, he had continuity, and he had a guy in Brian Daboll who knew how to take a raw talent and coach him up. Who's that guy for the Jets? Thank you. Right.
You don't like the other LaFleur?
No. Again, if it were Matt LaFleur, who's maybe been around good quarterback, you know, like,
yeah, what's
no,
wrong with
I don't.
The other LaFleur?
But great. But put some skates on
He's
and put him
flower.
On the third line.
He's a bloom of opportunity.
But no, I think Zach Wilson was destined to be a bust from the beginning. And when you looked at him at BYU, you know why people fell in love with him? He made plays outside of structure. That happens a tiny bit in the NFL. There's a narrative out there that Patrick Mahomes is a run-around, all-over-the-place quarterback. No, he isn't. He can make those plays, but you know what he wants to do? Stand in the pocket and throw the ball.
Right.
Just like Donovan McNabb was forced to under Andy Reid and learned how to develop to be, guess what? A quarterback. You can be an athlete and be a quarterback. But if you're playing quarterback as an athlete, it's two different things. Then you're just relying on your athleticism and you're running around and you're making plays. But if you're a quarterback, you know how to harness the athleticism to play within the structure. And to me, that's where these guys, like Justin Fields, great. Oh, awesome. Great. Like Scheim and I battled all year long. Okay, let's see the improvements he made year one to year two. Because it doesn't matter that people suck all around you. Then they drag you down. How did you get better as a quarterback? Oh, you work more on your athleticism? Great. I'd rather you learn to throw a peach through a tiny little hole through the wall. That's the athlete. I couldn't come up with an analogy.
I was wondering where that was going.
But seriously, like, that's what I want. Throw a ping pong ball through a keyhole, whatever. Like, that's what, to me, those are the quarterbacks that kind of survive in the league because athleticism will only take you so far. It's my quibble with Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Calamari is an exciting as hell type player.
Did you call him Calamari?
Yes, I did. He's great.
Disparaging.
To me, he's a great running back.
I love
playing
calamari.
Quarterback. Calamari's delicious.
Great appetizer.
But do I want that guy as my long-term quarterback and think I'm winning a Super Bowl with that dude?
No.
That'd be a no.
I think he's the most overrated player in the NFL in my personal landscape.
Rich Keefe would be screaming red face at us right now.
He used to scream. I think he's starting to sort of crack a little and break down on Kyler Murray.
Oh, really?
I think there is some reality setting in to Kyler Murray and Keefe's love of him.
And look, I think Josh Allen is the proof that you can't just look at a guy who can throw the ball really well and just be like, he's just an athlete. He should go play something else, right? But you get to a point to where you kind of you become what you are. Lamar Jackson, that's the essence of the Lamar Jackson discussion now that we're on it. Is he going to continue to get better and better? Has he gotten to, as a passer, to a level to where you can say, we're down in a playoff game at home where we're the number one seed. Is this guy going to soil his pants and throw up all over himself like he's done in the number one seed game? Or is this a guy who's going to be able to, within the context of structure, drive down the field, do what we need him to do, make the flash play, but not rely on the flash play?
Or I would argue, is he truly special and he can still do it with his legs, goes 80 yards, makes everybody miss? Because I do think you can make it, the truly elite of the special,
like
can do
when
it their
Michael
way.
Vick came into the league. Michael Vick went to Green Bay in that playoff game, right? Now, yep. I think that where he had 100 yards rushing.
And if you do that, okay, I need to nod and say, tip my cap and say, you did a great job. But I do think there is some reality of the safe pick. And we're in this era where a couple of guys have turned from athletes, wows, behind the backs, can do this, can into
quarterbacks. Josh Allen was an athlete. He is now a quarterback who is an athlete
who
versus
can pull
the
it
other
out
guys.
Anytime he needs to. Who,
that's exactly
play
right.
Play that card.
And it almost won him a game on the road in Kansas
Correct.
City. But guess what the other guy did? Played pretty well in structure.
Like, I would argue that against the Patriots, Josh Allen threw over you, ran through you, threw you.
Dominated.
Like, sort of displayed everything that he's capable of doing, and that's why he's considered an MVP candidate. And that's why I wanted to bring something to this discussion that I came across on the Twitter recently. Actually, it was emailed to me from Twitter. Do you like those Twitter maps where they tell you what each state is? Oh, the favorite drink in this state based on Twitter, or the favorite whatever.
Yeah, I tolerate them.
So we have a Twitter map, info map, and it's basically who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? Like, Super Bowl winners in each state, and I don't know how they do all this. They run computers and numbers and tweets.
Wallet Hub or whatever.
So 12 states think the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
That they're the best team in football. That's by far the most. Next team in line is the Rams with 5 states believe that. The next number is 4 states. So if you got 4 states believing, you are the potential Super Bowl champion. You know who's tied with the Denver Broncos and the Dallas Cowboys with 4 states?
Is it Arizona?
No, it's your New England Patriots.
Really?
It's not as surprising as you'd think. You're in New England, so you kind of steal a bunch of states because you're in New
England.
Oh, there
you go.
It's a little misleading.
It's like the Democratic Party.
So the Bills are far and away expected to win the Super Bowl this year.
Yes, they are.
Do you believe they have earned that right?
I do.
Sean McDermott, Josh Allen, are they
commodities
that you can count on no matter when the rubber meets the road, they're going to do the right thing?
I think given their roster construction and the fact that they've got a lot of continuity there still, continuity is key. I'm a big believer in that. You know, you're going to change your underwear, you know, in terms of running an NFL team. You're changing your socks and underwear every three and a half years, and you're just starting over. You're going nowhere, it feels like, anyway. But the continuity there, I think, has sort of elevated. It's gotten them to a level. Remember where Pittsburgh was for a lot of the Roethlisberger years and even with Tomlin? I know people are up and down on Tomlin, but it was the consistency, the we know what everyone's about. We have an established culture. I think right now, if you're saying to me right now, pick the AFC Championship game, I'm still going Kansas City and Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, that's the safe pick, the smart pick. It's also, I think,
your heart pick, too.
You want to see the game.
Well,
it was one of the best games you've ever seen.
I mean, yeah,
who wouldn't sign up to see a rematch of that?
I don't get wrapped up in that because, like, the whole 54-51 game or whatever.
I don't care the score. Those guys slugged it out like an old-school fight, like it's Rocky.
No, that's true.
I'm going to punch you in the chin, you punch me in the chin, and we'll keep doing this for 15 rounds. And you go, well, that's not really realistic. That's not how real boxing works. That's what they did on a football field. So I would.
If you and I had to narrow down five teams that we think are going to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
The Bills are going to be in that top five, are they not?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm there too.
They've added to their roster. You could argue their biggest loss is Brian Daboll.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have questions about the consistency of the offense?
Yep.
Does Josh Allen come to the sideline and is he not quite as comfortable with the discussion or the adjustments,
is
all of that?
Is he at a point within their offense to start to sort of exert his influence on it?
Probably.
I like this. Hey, coach, let's run this. Does he have that kind of confidence to be able? Because let's be real, for as great a coach as Bill Belichick is, I'm sure there were some times where Old 12 came to the sideline and said, if we run this, we're going to score. And Old Hoodsworth was like, I'll listen to that guy.
Right.
Let's run that play, and then you go score. Do they have that in Buffalo with that QB?
And I know that Dorsey is still there. He got the bump. He was, I think he was the quarterback's right. coach, and he's the coordinator now.
He was going to go to the Giants.
Right, and
they
now he's there.
Up,
and so there is some continuity comfort there, but we can't be as high on Daboll as we all are and say, well, it makes no difference that he's gone. You're just not going to miss a beat. You'll be fine.
Very true.
Now, they may have the talent where it doesn't matter because they're a very talented football team that added some talent. But I do think they've earned that spot, not only atop the AFC East. And getting back to this discussion we're having about the East is it's for a wild card spot, right? It's for second place. You kind of just have to tip your cap, and they are the Patriots in the past. They are the presumed runaway with the division. Just for clarity, too, it was Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Maine that put the Patriots in. So not even Vermont.
I made a political joke in the 774. Oh, my God. We didn't mention the other side. It's shut up.
We're just having
Lord.
Fun and doing a show here.
No,
leave me alone.
Don't you dare. You mentioned my party heart, but you're going to ruin it.
But it is amazing, if you look at the map, the support that the Bills have. They have Georgia. You wouldn't necessarily think that everybody in Georgia believes the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl.
Do they have Texas? I'm trying to think of
No, the Cowboys have Texas and that whole region.
All right, so that's...
But the Bills have Alaska.
What?
Yeah, the Bills have Alaska.
Believe it or not, on my national show, I got three guys that call from Alaska, and they're all Raider fans. It's kind of odd. I think it's the
Raiders have a big following.
Raiders do. The Raiders,
that's legit.
Raiders, Steelers, Cowboys. The Patriots are kind of getting there off of the whole Brady run. They're getting to that point. Hey, real quick on Buffalo, because I know the essence of this was what's going on everywhere else, including Miami, where they had Jake Paul down there running routes.
What's that now?
Yeah. So Tua's thrown picks.
What do you think of the new coach?
And they
too cool?
Now here's what it is. The Dolphins are on their ninth first-year head coach, consecutively. Ninth first-time head coach.
Yeah.
They keep trying.
But
eventually they're going to get one. But no, Sean Payton and Tom Brady will be there next year. And they'll punt on Mike McDaniel.
I root for these guys, these outliers that are comfortable and, they don't treat it like Bill Belichick. That it's, state secrets and I have to be a hard ass at all times, blah, blah.
He's a human being.
I wanted Steve Spurrier to work in the NFL. I wanted old ball coach to go golfing. I wanted Mike Ditka to work in New Orleans. I want these guys to prove, you know what? If I have the best players, I'll win and I don't have to be working 20 hours a day and it's not state secrets. But he's a little too comfortable, a little too cool for me down there. I'm interested to see how that works out.
Yeah.
Now, he may work because if Tua is any good, they may just have the talent. He may just throw it to two of the fastest receivers in the league and say, you go run. But
if I'm a betting man, I'm betting on Brady and Peyton being there next year.
I think that's the safe bet.
Yep.
I do. Because the cool, comfortable, outsider, different approach guy. Not sure it works all that
plays. That was the other thing, too,
Whoa. Who does it matter who calls plays? Good coaches can coach. That's what I've been told all summer in Foxborough.
At least
now it matters who calls plays?
At least Matt Patricia called plays before he got his head coaching job.
He did, and it didn't work very well.
It didn't work very well. So, different strokes for different folks. But, yeah, down in Miami, it's more of the Tua watch, and then they got pseudo-celebrities running down there. But also in Buffalo, and Sean McDermott started his press conference with it today. So, their tight end, Dawson Knox, his brother, Luke, who played at FIU, died suddenly, 22 years old. They're kind of investigating into everything that's gone on there. So, Sean McDermott did start the presser today, and you figure that, listen, Dawson Knox, go take care of things. You're good. He'll be able to sort of roll out to start the regular season. So it's interesting. It turned into more of a quarterback discussion, but things aren't great in Miami yet, And Buffalo, I'm sure, will be fine.